The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Hello, America, and welcome to Monday. A lot of interesting stuff. There's a couple of pieces of good news. ISIS is collapsing, and the caliphate is almost completely annihilated. We'll give you that news and what it means, because I met with the boys this morning before we went on the air explaining what it means, and they were like, oh, how come nobody's saying that? I don't know, but we'll tell you what it means coming up in a minute. Also, really good news about Charlie Gard. He's going back to court, new evidence, and things are starting to pick up steam. Here in America, there are two congressmen, Brad Wenstrup from Ohio and Trent Franks from Arizona, that are moving in Congress to try to get him and his family permanent citizenship here in the United States so he can leave England and come to the United States and get the treatment for that 11-month-old. Also, Radiohead is in the news. The Democrats in California are full-fledged in a civil war between themselves and Donald Trump and Russia. We begin right now.
Of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So I love this. I mean, if you ever, your alarm went off this morning and you thought, I hate that sound, and you've had a tough morning, let me start with this. You're never going to complain about your alarm again. A guy who's only identified now as Dylan, he's a teenager. He was out at a wilderness camp. He was in Colorado. He was sleeping outside of the tent in his sleeping bag when he was awakened to a crunching sound. As his eyes opened up, he realized that his head was inside the mouth of a bear. And
the crunching sound was his skull.
Yeah, as the teeth were coming down on the skull and scraping against his skull, that's what he heard. And it was the bear was pulling him out of the sleeping bag and dragging him by his head into the woods to eat him.
That doesn't sound like a good way to wake up.
That's not a good Monday morning wake up.
So you could complain all you want about your alarm clock.
I thought I was pissed when my alarm went off at 4. I hate that thing.
Yeah.
Still, it's not a bear pulling me out of bed.
No, not really a problem
skull.
At all. No. So anyway, so Dylan started screaming. He punched the bear in the throat a few times. Everybody started coming out and punching the bear. The bear let Dylan go and ran off into the woods. They're looking for the bear now. Black bears are not usually like that. When food is involved, they'll get in. You know, they'll get scrappy, if you will, or if you are going after one of their cubs. But usually, they don't reach.
They don't seek out humans to eat them.
Yeah, they don't usually put your head in their mouth. So they're going out because they need to kill this bear. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. White privilege. Yeah. I bet Dylan's white, and that's a black bear. Oh, the racism never stops.
We always, you notice we always try to protect the polar bears, but we go shoot the black bears? Anyone notice that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
It's called racism, guys.
So let's talk white bears, black bears.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about ISIS. Here's the good news, and I could just stop at good news if you'd like. It looks as though we have now defeated ISIS. It looks as though we are now, we have cut them off, and they are in full-fledged retreat, and they are dispersing. Now, the Russians say that al-Baghdadi has been killed. He hasn't been seen since the last time he was at a mosque and made his caliphate speech in 2014. Very paranoid guy. You might you might want to use that as a safety tip. You're the leader of the new caliphate. Hide. But the Russians say that he is absolutely dead. We don't have confirmation of that. But they are in full retreat now. And that's the good news. Now, you have a choice right now. You can leave it at the good news, because it is Monday.
I mean, that's not just good news. That's really
that's right.
Big, huge news, right?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because that was a short explanation of a pretty big thing.
I leave it right there, and I'm going to say that's good news.
Of course it's good news.
Yes.
I mean, here we are in this struggle against... I mean, you talked about the caliphate how many years ago?
Yes.
They drove them out of Mosul.
Mm-hmm.
They're in obvious retreat at this point.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask why they're blowing up all the mosques.
Why are they blowing up
no,
all
no,
the mosques?
No, I told you not to ask that. I said, don't ask that.
Oh, shoot.
Don't ask that.
I misunderstood,
yeah,
I guess.
So now he's asked, so I have to answer. Mm-hmm. They're blowing up all of the mosques. In fact, they just blew up the, you know, the grand, you know, Mufti Lodge or whatever it is. The one that's on the money. Over in Iraq, they just blew that up with the minarets and everything. And the reason they're doing that is because they don't want any Shias using the mosques. Don't ask who the Shias might be.
Who might be the Shias?
No, Pat! No. Dang it! Ask you again not to. So, the Shias, I have to answer you now, Pat. Mm. The Shias are coming in from the Iranian Guard that are now pushing across Iraq.
This is the same Iranian Republican Guard that was going to give us the mother of all battles, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Are we still in the whole good news segment?
No, we slipped through that wormhole. Okay. Anyway. So let me just explain. And I'm not sure it's the Republican Guard, but it is the Iranian Shia militias that have swept across. I've been talking about it on TV for a couple of weeks. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on radio or not, but they've swept across Iraq and they are actually on a battlefront in southeastern Syria. And they have been trying to fight the ISIS troops, as well as us and the Kurds, the Syrian Kurds that we have armed as terrorists. We've been all fighting Russia, Syria, and the Iranians. The Iranians want a collapse of Syria as well, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to establish their caliphate across Iraq into Syria up to Turkey. Turkey doesn't want that to happen. Well, we've been arming the people who are on the border of Turkey who are terrorists who also want to destabilize Turkey and now Syria. They've been fighting against ISIS as well. Now that ISIS has retreated and they are leaving, we have to make a choice. Are we continuing to arm the people who are going to attack Turkey, a ally?
You used air quotes there, even though this is radio.
Yes, I know. I think you could hear the ally. Are we going to continue to help them, fund them, give them guns as they now turn against Turkey? Or do we cut them off? And do we now bomb instead of ISIS? Do we now fight the Iranian Shia militia? If we do, isn't that a direct war with Iran and not a proxy war? Who are we going to be dropping bombs on now? Syria, Russians, Iranians, Turkey.
Such a mess.
Or our supposed allies that are fighting against Turkey.
Absolute mess.
It's a total disaster. Now, here's why the collapse of ISIS is not really.
We thought the Bosnian situation was complex with all the different factions, and nobody in America knew who the good guy was and who the bad guy, because we were bombing Christians and helping the Muslims. Was that the right thing? I don't know. And now it's even more convoluted than that.
It's really not. It's just that nobody will speak it. There are only two groups, I believe, that are good in this whole area. One, the Christians, who are under attack clearly. The second are the Iraqi Kurds. They're also very, very good. Both those groups are very pro-American, pro freedom, pro live together, and they're also, many of them are pro-Muslim, as long as you're not trying to kill everybody else that doesn't agree with you.
But the Iraqi Kurds are not involved in Syria, right? They're not. They don't have anything to do with that.
No. They've been fighting ISIS.
So as far as Syria goes,
but they, when we were there just recently, when Mercury One was there recently, the Iraqi Kurds were building these gigantic berms to the east. And one of our guys said, what are you doing? Isn't ISIS that way? And they said, yes, Iran is that way. And you guys better pay attention because Iran is coming. So they already knew. So Iran is trying to now take advantage of the situation and sweep across Iraq. And this is why ISIS is now blowing up all of the mosques, because they don't want them desecrated by the Iranian Shias. Nobody's really paying attention to the mosques being destroyed. Why would you destroy mosques, ancient, important mosques, because they don't want them desecrated by the Shias from Iran? That's how real this is getting. Now, here's why it's so bad and so and not a good victory. We haven't, as usual, we never have a plan for the peace. Never. So here we have now defeated ISIS, but they're going to go back and crawl back into their caves and go back into their communities and try to blend in while still having the funding. They'll become more dangerous overseas. Beyond that, remember, what was the problem? The problem that they had in Iraq is they had a lot of Muslims who didn't want to have a caliphate, just wanted to be left alone. And so they had to kill a lot of Muslims. Beyond that, after that was going on, the majority of Muslims just was like, you know, just leave it alone, and wouldn't take a side, but just played along. Now that the Shias are coming in, the Iranian Shias are killing all Muslims who are Sunni. So who's going to defend them?
Would you say then that the Shia has hit the fan?
Yes, I could.
Yeah.
You just couldn't resist that.
Yeah.
Thought it was important.
Yeah. So here's the problem. The Sunnis that were on the fence are now looking at ISIS, or will soon, and say, you know what? At least they weren't killing me. These guys are going to kill me. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing my lot in with them, and we'll see what happens.
So to summarize, what you're saying is great news. We've liberated Mosul.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. That's yes. Great news.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I know nobody wants that on a Monday. We do have other things that are good and uplifting and some real progress. We have some, more confusion and questions on fake news. And I have a look at why. How did we get here where we don't believe in anything? I am going to make a case that it all started with Big Brother. Not the government, the TV show. And I'll get to that. It's an interesting case. I don't know if it's right, but I thought about it this weekend. And I thought, take a look at how we got here. And it's an interesting case. We'll get to that in a little while. First, our sponsor this half hour is Simply Safe. If you have ever woken up in the middle of the night, usually it's your wife who says, did you hear that? No, honey, I was asleep. I swear I heard something. Honey, you didn't hear anything. Yeah, get up. Go look. What am I going to do? Take the gun. Okay. And then you're prowling around your house at night with a gun, hoping that you don't shoot one of the kids who has just gotten up to sneak watching some TV or something stupid like that. Then you go back to bed and she's, oh, I can't sleep now. Okay. That's why you have an alarm system. We have SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is a great alarm system that has a 110 decibel siren that goes off. Did you hear that? No, honey. If a window was broken, if somebody opened the door, the siren would have gone off. That I would have heard. SimpliSafe also has high-definition cameras, so when police come, you're going to know exactly what the person looked like. It's not some fuzzy picture, and it's unbelievably affordable. First of all, you own the system, and right now they're having their biggest summer sale. It's the exclusive summer package for a limited time only. This is the biggest summer sale they've ever had. You can get $100 off additional just by going to simplysafebeck.com. You buy the system. It's really affordable. You buy the system. You plug it in. The base station tells you exactly what to do next. Within 30 minutes, your whole house is wired and ready to go. If you want the system to call police, the 24/7 monitoring is $14.95 a month. And it is month to month, no contract. SimpliSafe. Go to simplysafebeck.com right now. SimpliSafeBeck.com.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
888-727 back.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, when you look at what's happening over in the Middle East, you're just trying to explain this is so confusing because you don't know who's what. The Sunnis are different than the Sunnis in Iraq. The Syrian Sunnis or the Iraqi Kurds are different than the Syrian Kurds. The Sunnis and the Shias, the ISIS, the the Iranian Shia Guard coming in, Turkey. Who's good? Who's bad? I don't know. Just trying to keep them in line is so complex. It's a reason why we shouldn't be involved. We don't even understand it. If the American people, it's like, you know, Warren Buffett said, if you don't know what the company does, if you can't explain it, you shouldn't be invested in it. We as a nation are invested in these wars, these companies. We don't even know what they do. We don't know who the good guys are and the bad guys are. We don't know what, it's like opening up a store and saying, yep, well, we're successful. One of these days, we're going to be super successful. What are you basing success on? Well, I don't know. We'll just know it when we get there. No, you won't. We don't know what success looks like here. We have a tremendous opportunity. In a minute, I'm going to tell you about how the Democrats are tearing themselves apart in California. They're in full-fledged civil war because half of them are saying, okay, now is the time. We got to go full-fledged Marxists. And I got news for you. They're right. If there ever has been a time to go full-fledged Marxist, it's right now. Go Bernie Sanders. But here's the good news. That's splitting the Democrats in half in California. Not Iowa. In California. Half of the Democrats are saying, no thank you. No Marxism, thank you. This is what I found in Hollywood, of all places, 2 weeks ago. Having dinner, I had a guy sitting next to me who said, and this is a pretty big guy, he said two things that absolutely blew my mind. And he wasn't talking to me. He was talking to the room of liberals. And he said, guys, we better wake up right now. I'll show you what he said and why it's such good news next.
Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Okay, so I want you to listen to this. This is from Los Angeles. Long-standing tensions between the Democratic Party's moderate and liberal wings have ignited in California, where progressive activists are redirecting their anger over Donald Trump and congressional Republicans towards Democratic leaders at home. Stoked by a contested race for state Democratic Party chair and the failure of a single-payer health care bill, activists are staging protests at the Capitol. Assembly Speaker Rendon reported receiving death threats after shelving the health care legislation last month, and security was tightened at the State House after activists disrupted a floor session last week. The rancor, a spillover from the contentious Democratic presidential primary last year, is aggravating divisions in a state regarded nationally as a lodestar for the liberal cause. Establishment Democrats fear the rhetoric and appetite for new spending could go too far, jeopardizing the party's across-the-board dominance of state politics. All of this has taken new significance on as California embraces its role as the focal point of the anti-Trump resistance. They're now having to say, guys, 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 we're on the same team. But they're not. Go back to the coming insurrection, the little blue book that when I first started Fox, people couldn't imagine. What? Why is Glenn Beck? He's saying read this socialist revolution book from France. Yes. Because I said it would come here. What was the point of that book? Do you remember why they were revolting in France? I mean, other than Frenchmen are revolting.
They were sick and tired of the promises not being fulfilled. Right?
In what way?
They wanted communism.
Correct.
And they decided to go for it now rather than progressively.
And they kept saying, we have the opportunity right now. Mm-hmm. We keep electing you guys, and you keep saying, see if you've heard this phrase before, the French version of, okay, we just need the House and the Senate. We need the White House too. But once we get the House and the Senate and the White House, then we'll be able to do something. They're like, we've elected you guys over and over again, and you've had the power, and you won't do it. You're never going to do it. You're never going to do it because it's about you. It's not about Marxism. You're just using us. Well, that's what's beginning to happen now. The Democrats have invited these people in, and they're Marxist and they're revolutionaries, and they want their system. So they wanted a single-payer system. The real Democrats said, okay, no, I think that will bankrupt the state. And the Marxist and the deep, deep progressives said, now is the time. If not now, when? You kidding me? We're more popular than ever because of Donald Trump. We can stand against it and lead the way. You people aren't going to do it. That's why they've had to ratchet up security, because the sentiments that I pointed out 8 years ago in the coming insurrection and said it's coming here is now beginning in California. Okay, sounds like bad news, but here's the opportunity. And I have witnessed it myself. In fact, this weekend, I met two different people who said, Glenn, I'm reading this book called The Righteous Mind. And I just smile. Uh-huh. This woman told me on Saturday, I'm reading this. I had to get to you because I believe there's a way out. And I said, really? Well, I'm trying to work on that. I'm interested in hearing anything you got. She said, well, you have to read The Righteous Mind. I said, Jonathan Haidt? And she said, yes, you know it. And I said, yeah, we're working on something based on that as well. She said, I've seen it work in my own life. She said, I had family members who I could not even talk to. And I started using what he's pointing out. And I changed what I was saying, how I was saying it, and they're hearing me now. Yes, I know. I've seen it work myself. And here's the opportunity. Last week, 2 weeks ago, when I was in California, there is a huge change in people. Huge change. And it's not, the last time I was there was right after the election. And people were stunned and they were afraid of Donald Trump and everything else. So I go out and I meet with, I'm going to have dinner with the one guy who's really nice guy, but very, very liberal, was very Hillary Clinton, I believe. I let him know that I'm coming out. And he said, Glenn, I want to introduce you to some friends. They need to hear you speak. And I said, okay. He said, anybody you want to meet with? And I said, no, I just don't want to meet with anybody who has a jersey. So if you're, you know, the Democrats have to win, or that Donald Trump, we have to do everything we can to get him out, or whatever, no team jerseys, open minds. He said, okay. So about 20 people show up, 20, 25. And they're amazing job titles and names. I was shocked. And all of them came in with a very open mind and in some ways afraid. Some of them told me that they were more afraid of their side than even Donald Trump now. They said the Republicans are spooking the crap out of us. But what's happening on the college campuses with the Uber left is frightening. Point number one, their eyes are beginning to open. Point number two, guy sitting next to me, he said, I opened up with, look, we all have to admit our mistakes and we have to just say, I'm not trying to win. I'm trying to find a way back towards any kind of normal conversations with people who disagree with me, where I don't hate you and you don't hate me and we have to stop each other, because what does that lead? Please play this out for me. You guys win every election for the next 20 years. You have every seat and everything is Democratic. What are you going to do with the 40% of the population that just will not give up the idea of a free market? What are you going to do with them? Kill them? Silence them? Because at first you just have to try to silence them and get them to play along. But when they don't after 20 years, what do you do? And the same thing with the people who say you're the enemy. We have to just, what are we going to do with you after 20 years of winning every single election? Because they're not going to give up. Do we round you up? Do we put you in indoctrination camps? Or do we kill you? Help figure this out. We all came to the conclusion that there is no winning. Just stop playing to win. Let's start finding ways to live together. So I say this, guy sitting next to me said, you know, we have to admit our own mistakes. None of us here at this table, now this is a super liberal guy, none of us here sitting at this table had a single problem with the way Barack Obama was signing executive orders. None of us said anything. It didn't bother us. We didn't have a single problem the way they got health care done and just jammed it through. None of us said anything but hurrah. Now that Donald Trump is doing the same thing, we're all freaking out. You know, maybe we should have had a problem with Barack Obama doing it. And I'm like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't wreck this. He's on the right train. Keep going. He said, and another thing, every time the 10th Amendment is brought up, every single one of us in this room always say, racists, states' rights, it's just about racism. But gee, aren't we the same people right now saying we have to strengthen the 10th Amendment and maybe we should secede from the Union? Maybe it's not about racism. Maybe there's something to these states' rights. I am floored, floored with the nodding heads of, yep, yep. Now, they don't agree with me on policies, but the principles are starting to shine through. So here's the opportunity in California. There's a Democratic civil war, the coming insurrection, where people are shutting things down. You're going to have violence because that's what the left, the uber radicalized left, that's what they do. So you've got that. Then you have a whole bunch of people who are like, I'm not with them. But I also, I'm not really with the GOP either, because they're doing the same kind of tactics as I just realized my party was doing, and I don't like that either. That's where you come in. And if you can speak their language, you can get enough to open up to where you say, see, yes, you're right. The 10th Amendment. For different reasons, we both believe in the 10th Amendment. For different reasons, we both believe in the 4th and the 5th Amendment. But see how important the Constitution is? We have that opportunity. And if you can only, if you could get, my gosh, 50% of the Democrats of California to turn, not going to happen, Glenn. Good. I'll take 5%. I'll take 10%. You can get 5% of the Democrats in California, I believe, right now, if we start listening to each other, we start talking to one another, and we know how to talk to one another, and we stop trying to win because they're on the wrong side. Play that out in your mind. How's that end? Play that out in your mind. How is it working out so far? New tactic. And we'll be talking to you about it and teaching it in the coming weeks. But I would highly recommend you start reading two books. The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt, spelled H-A-I-G-H-T.
No, it's H-A-I-D-T.
What?
H-A-I-D-T.
Oh, you guys are reading the wrong book.
That would suck.
Yeah. So Jonathan Haidt. That one, and the other one is Tribal Leadership. Now, Tribal Leadership is, does anybody know who that one's by?
Two guys, I think, right?
So you read that one, and that one is different. That one is more about business. It's an older book, a couple of years old, but it's more about business. But
Dave Logan, John Kinn, and Haley Fisher Wright, the authors.
If you read those two books, the Tribal Leadership, think of the company as our country and see where the tribes are headed. I contend that we are, and when you read this, you'll understand and you will put your hand to your mouth and go, oh no, I believe our country is between stage one and stage two, and the Democrats and some on the alt-right are more stage one. That's a dangerous place to go. Stage two is almost a complete loss of hope and a just submission into whatever. And I want a strong man to fix it because we've tried everything else. I think we're between stage one and stage two. And there are those in our audience that are stage three, four, and five, which are our good. But it will take those of us who are three, four, and five to be able to learn the language of these first two stages, speak to them, couple that with the righteous mind, and we can change the world. We really can heal the scars. We'll give you that as the days and weeks continue. Our sponsor this half hour is My Patriot Supply. The United States plans to carry out a new test of the THAAD missile system against an intermediate-range ballistic missile in the coming days. This test is going to be the first test by THAAD to defend against an attack by an intermediate range ballistic missile. Where are the THAADs being put? Alaska. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency said THAAD had a 100% successful track record in its 13 flight tests since 2006. Will North Korea now respond? We are looking at a very delicate situation, and it's really going to come down to what happens and how we react. Emergency food kits are about self-reliance. Emergency food kits are for those people who are brave enough to say, you know what? It's not always been like this. It's never been like this. And if the world happens to go into chaos, we'll make it out the other side and we'll be better. But I got to feed my family. I got to take care of things. I got to do the right thing right now. Get a new survival food supply kit, which has 102 adult servings of breakfast, lunch, and dinner for only $99. That's less than a dollar per meal. You can call 800-200-7163, or you can order online at preparewithglenn.com. Be prepared. Have confidence, not hope that things are going to work out. Have confidence that you and your family are going to be prepared for whatever comes your way. Preparewithglenn.com or 1-800-200-7163.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
We'll tell you about a new group of people that want to rethink the Democratic Party. Also, Donald Trump. His son is in some hot water with some. Others say there's nothing to see here. We'll give you the facts of what happened this weekend with Russia and Donald Trump when we come back.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
We've been talking about Upside.com for a while. It will save you money big time on business travel. And you'll also get a big gift card every trip that you buy. The first time I went there, I had gone to another search site, and I think the trip came out at like $900, which wasn't even that bad of a price for a flight and a hotel for a few nights. I went to Upside, and immediately, because the searches are really fast, immediately I got a $650 price. Plus, they were going to give me a big gift card from Amazon.com on top of that. However, in addition, they give you this opportunity to, if you're like, well, you know what, I don't mind being 2 miles away from where I am, or I don't mind being traveling the next day instead. They'll save you even more money. My total savings on the trip was something like $600. It's a lot of money. Upside is the real deal. Go to upside.com today. Plus, when you use promo code Beck, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. It's code Beck, upside.com. That's upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. We have a couple of things that we really need to cover. First of all, what happened with Donald Trump and this Russia scandal. In case you haven't been following it, we're going to give you the facts without comment, and then we'll tell you what both sides are saying about it. We'll give you that coming up. Also, we are starting another leadership round here at the campus of The Blaze. Mercury One is really focusing now on education. And I want to share with you a phone call that I got on Friday that just made my whole weekend. And I think it will make yours as well. As there is hope that we can change things and we can reach the millennials. We're going to start there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand.
fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, let me just give you the facts that we know. This is not opinion. These are the things that we know about what is going on with the Donald Trump and Russia story. Fact number one, Donald Trump Jr. promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton before agreeing to meet with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer during the 2016 campaign. Donald Trump Jr. denied speaking to the Russians regarding the campaign issues back in March. On Saturday, Donald J. Trump said, oh yeah, there was a meeting with a Russian, but it was about adoption. The New York Times released a major story yesterday that shows that Donald J. Trump Jr. did meet with somebody, and it was about having information on the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. On Sunday, he reversed that, and he said, oh, yes, I met with the Russian lawyer. She was offering some information regarding Russian support for the DNC as a premise to get this meeting about adoption. She didn't really have anything, and the meeting ended. Kushner recently, a few weeks ago, amended what's called his SF-86. Now, this is a form that everybody has to make out when you're going to get a top secret clearance. You have to say everything that everybody you've ever met with, everything you can possibly think of, to make sure that the government knows everything, all of your connections. He left this out. Now, it's very, very clear on a top security clearance, top secret security clearance, that you have to say everything under penalty of jail time.
I'm sure you don't remember all your meetings with Russian agents. I mean, all of them? Come on.
This is the part. This is the bad thing.
Yeah.
Because you would know that you met with this person, and then 2 weeks before it comes out, you suddenly say, "Oh, I better put something on my application." Why did he amend this application to include the meeting suddenly? Manafort also recently disclosed the meeting and Donald Trump Jr.'s role in organizing it to congressional investigators who had questions about his foreign contacts. So not only did Donald J. Trump know about it, most likely remember, if he didn't remember, he was reminded by Paul Manafort, who testified to Congress. The Russian lawyer has several ties to influential people in the Russian government. She is an advocate for Kremlin issues. Now, those are the facts. There's two ways to look at this story, and we'll tell you about that at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to give you a piece of good news. You read these things, and we see all of these things that are going on. And in hour number one, last hour, we talked a little bit about what's happening in California and how the Democratic Party is split. And there's a chance for smart, liberty-minded people to learn how to speak the language of the left, not the uber left, not the crazy left, but the neighborly left. And start to reach out and find things in common. There's a chance right now to really change things. There's also a chance to begin to change the course of our future by interacting with millennials. And I'm doing several things at Mercury, the Mercury Studios, the Blaze, and also Mercury One that are, I think, very exciting, because we are beginning to turn a corner and we're going to focus on education and millennials across the board. We started something called a leadership program, a 2-week leadership program at Mercury One. And it's a class, a 2-week class where people come in. They have to be between 18 and 25, and they learn the history of the United States. They learn by using the original documents. It's not my opinion or David Barton's opinion or anybody else's. It's all original sources and original documents that these people can see. On Friday, as I was leaving, somebody from customer service came down and said, "Here, I want to play this. It just came in. I want you to hear this." This is what I heard.
"My children, two of them, were at the internship that you had in June. And I've tried several times unsuccessfully to get through on the program. I don't know why I'm unable to, but I just feel compelled to let you know how much that internship meant to my kids and how much it impacted them. And I just wanted to say thank you. I hope this message gets to you, Mr. Beck, because you are reaching the young people."
So this came in from Susan Culver. Her two sons that were at our last leadership conference was Edwin Culver and Gabriel. Edwin is now teaching English in China. Gabriel just finished an engineering program, and Susan is on the phone with us now. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Glenn. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. I'm thrilled. I've been waiting to talk to you all weekend. I heard your message on Friday, and I wanted to hear about what happened when your kids came back home and how they had changed.
Well, I do have to make one correction. My youngest son, Gabriel,
yes,
he is in he will be going into his second year. He's not graduated.
Okay.
Yet. So I want to make that correction.
All
but
right.
Yes, when my children, the very first day that they were there, that night, my oldest one, they both talked to me, but my oldest one, EJ, Edwin, talked to me first, and he said, "Mom, this is sweet." That's exactly how he said it. Mm. And when they made it, to back up a little bit, when they made it into the program, as soon as they told me, because I didn't think they had a chance, and when they told me they made it, I said, "You won the gold ticket, the Willy Wonka gold ticket." And they were like, "What?" And I said, "Oh, forget it. You just won. That's all that matters to me." And that is how they felt when they got down there. The excitement. Every single night, they called me, and they told me something different. And this is the one thing that I wanted you to hear, Mr. Beck, and it's this. My older son, and I'm going to cry because I cried when he told me, he was hanging on to a rifle or a gun that was used in the war.
Mm-hmm. American Revolution.
And yes, the American Revolution. And the story behind it. And he said, "As I was holding that, at that moment, I determined that I was going to be a better man."
Mm.
And I said, "Have you ever heard Glenn say that?" And he said, "No, and not that particular phrase. I just know what it did for me." And he is already trying to figure out ways where he lives. He lives in Sarasota, Florida, or Bradenton. He works in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
He is trying to figure out ways to reach the millennials that are his age with their terminology. And he's a reader like what you are. He always has a book in his hand. And he had been reading a book about the language of the left.
Yeah.
And you connected the dots for him.
Yeah.
Because I'm more of a go in and get
yeah.
my point across type person.
Yeah.
And he's even been teaching me to understand that you won't reach people. You can talk to the choir. You can preach or sing to the choir. But when you reach someone who doesn't see it your way, you have to have different words in order for them to even start to ask questions and not be put on the defense.
You know, it's funny because that was the last thing before they left, the last class I taught. And it was about that. And I'm glad he walked away and picked up the books and started to read
because it really has provided a great deal of hope to me. And I know it works. I know it works. Susan, thank you so much for calling and telling me your story and what happened with your kids. I'm thrilled, and I'm glad they were a part of it. Thank you for calling.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I had an idea, and I don't know, you have asked for ideas over the air.
Sure.
And I had also called David Barton, the wall builders,
uh-huh.
and my suggestion was, our kids don't see a lot of good leadership. Leadership starts in the home, but as far as on our political leaders, and they don't see a lot of good leaders. And my question to wall builders was to take what they have learned and to build upon it. I don't know if it's possible to build on it in a year from now, require more of them to come down and to, if this is possible, maybe it's not possible, to come down and dive deeper into the history, but more so into leadership, because I don't know if kids know how to be leaders.
Susan, I think you're exactly right, and we are working towards that. So I thank you for your suggestion, and just know that hopefully within a year, that is where we're going to be. This was the beginning steps, and I thank you for your call. This is the beginning steps of something that Mercury One is headed towards. We have got to reach the millennials, and in our charter, we are about helping people, helping and rescuing people, and I think that includes, because we have education as part of our charter, that includes educating. We are in a desperate, dire situation when it comes to people who are 20 years old. They don't know the America prior to 9/11. They don't know American history. They haven't been taught any of it. We have to reach that generation. And this is just the first baby step towards that. By the way, we have our next group is in. I think this is our third group of leaders. There's about 50 of them that are in now, and they're just beginning this morning over in the Mercury One building on our campus, and I'm going to go visit them for the first time. This is a $300 experience for them to just pay for the course, but then also they have to pay for their own food and lodging and everything else. We have to turn away a lot of people because they don't have the money. We don't want to do that. Would you please go to mercuryone.org and donate if you would like to help us with this mission? This mission includes education in many ways that we are going to be talking about here in the next few weeks. But let's see if we can get some of these kids who just can't afford the $300 to be able to go, let alone the food and lodging. If you can help support, please, even $5, it's more than welcome. Just go to mercuryone.org and donate, mercuryone.org. All right, our sponsor this half hour is Mercury One Real Estate. Bonnie and Michael live in Virginia, and they had a house in Ohio that they needed to sell. For a year, nothing was done. Their agent never called, never kept them posted. They would look at each other, have you heard anything on the house? Bonnie and Michael decided to make a change. And they were listening to this program, and they said, I'm going to give realestateagentsitrust.com a chance. Their new real estate agent is Stacy. She got to work in Ohio, and in no time, they received an offer on their house. From the time they called to the time they had sold the house, 2 weeks. What was the agent doing for the other 12 months? 2 weeks. Thousands of families have already seen the difference realestateagentsitrust.com can make. Put them to the test. Sell your house on time for the most amount of money. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Go there now. Realestateagentsitrust.com.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Okay, let's look at that. We have a bombshell climate study. I read this last night. It's on theblaze.com right now. I read it as it broke last night, and it's fantastic. It is right up Stu's alley. Have you read this yet?
No. Actually, Pat was telling me about it this morning. I haven't read it yet.
It's
pretty amazing.
It's awesome.
For anybody who thinks that global warming is just nothing but a hoax,
You've just been validated.
Yeah, this is pornography. This is just so satisfying. Mm-hmm. Not that pornography is, but anyway.
Did you just advocate pornography on the air?
I think I did accidentally. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a story. I don't have a problem.
But it was
with
weather
that.
Porn, so that's like, okay. You know, mm-hmm. a low right. pressure system.
Right. Pretty low. Yeah.
You know, meeting a high pressure system, and when they hook up, it's fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Donald Trump Jr. has come out and has addressed the issue that we spoke about at the top of the hour, his meeting with Kremlin-connected Russian lawyers, and having them say the meeting is about information on Hillary Clinton. Then he gets there and he says they didn't have any information on Hillary Clinton. It was just a ruse to get him to talk about something else, adoptions, et cetera, which doesn't make sense because the president really can't do anything about it. It kind of falls apart. However, he tweeted today, obviously, I'm the first person on a campaign to ever take a meeting to hear information about an opponent.
He's actually saying he went there to hear. This is step four of this conversion, which I guess is the most important
part. And if that's the case, why didn't he just say it at the beginning? I went to get information on Hillary.
Because I think actually that's,
you know,
the fact that it's a Russian is the only thing here that stands out. Right?
Here's the thing. Not only a Russian, it's not just an opponent. It's the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State and former First Lady. So it's a different level. You go to some guy, a diner in Ohio, and he's like, listen, I got something for you. I'm going to slip this envelope over here. It's about Bob, the guy you're running against. Okay, I don't have to necessarily notify anybody unless it's really damaging, and I think it's false, mm-hmm. okay? But when a Russian agent meets with you mm-hmm. and has damaging information or claims to have damaging information of your former Secretary of State and a person running for president of the United States, your first call should be to the FBI.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's say even if it isn't, right? Let's say you do this. She just was pressuring me on some adoption law, whatever. I'm just going to move on with my life and not mention it. When you go through all of this time where the Russia thing has been such a big deal, why did you wait so long? And I guess this is one of my big problems with the way Trump, the whole administration handles this stuff. Just get to this. This end point is actually fairly rational, right? You know what? So I had an acquaintance. They said they had someone who knew something about my opponent. I'm a political, in the middle of a political campaign. Of course I wanted to hear it. It wasn't anything, no big deal. Why didn't we start there? Why are we going through 4 months of denials and changing stories to get to this? It usually indicates, A, the story's not true, B, you're hiding something else, or C, you have absolutely no idea what you're doing.
Or may I suggest another one from history? There is another option from history that I think you will tend to agree with when we come back.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. Program.
Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com.
I'm so glad that you have tuned in today. Thank you so much. Let me explain this Donald Trump fiasco with Russia. This is yet another clown show that the media and everybody else is going to get all wrapped up about. So let me just give you the facts without any opinion. Here's what happened. Donald Trump Jr. was promised some damaging information about Hillary Clinton, and he agreed to meet with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer during the 2016 campaign. Let me say that again. He was promised damaging information on Hillary Clinton. before he agreed to meet with the Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer during the campaign. This is an important thing to remember because Donald Trump Jr. just admitted this. He kind of admitted it yesterday and basically just tweeted out, yeah, I met with her for information, but I had to know. Okay. He denied speaking to Russians regarding campaign issues back in March. And in fact, he filled out a top secret clearance application, which is called the SF86. It's a form. Everybody has to fill it out. You have to talk about any meetings, any connections that you have at all with any foreigners or anybody who is, you know, maybe being watched.
Are you sure that includes Russians?
I am.
Chinese?
And I think, especially since he filled this out after the Russian investigation was going on, you would make sure to remember all of the things that you did with Russians. He did not put this on originally, says he just forgot. On Saturday, the New York Times knew they were coming out with this story. So they asked him, can you tell me about this meeting? And he said, yes, that meeting, it was about adoption. Then the newspaper came out with its article. Yesterday, he said that the Russian lawyer offered information regarding Russian support for the DNC as a premise to get the meeting. He said, but then she didn't have anything, and the meeting ended after she talked a little bit about adoption.
There's a big conflict between Russia and the United States about who can adopt from what country.
And it's this all stems from sanctions and everything
during
else.
During the Obama administration,
right.
They put sanctions on us.
So, but again, the meeting ended after it was clear she didn't have anything. He said it was very confusing, and then she went into this adoption talk. So the premise was, and he knew it going in, they set it up, I have information on Hillary Clinton.
And it's important to point out here, too, that yes, there's been a lot of problems with the media, and they've done a lot of really bad things and been really annoying lately and often. However, this is the type of thing that people were saying was fake news, and now Donald Trump Jr. has confirmed every part of the story.
Yes.
He has, step by step, confirmed every single part of all of these stories.
This I didn't believe.
When I first saw it, I didn't believe it either.
I didn't believe this, and I didn't believe that. I've been saying the whole time, there's no collusion between the Trumps and the Russians. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I believe that the Russians hacked in DNC, released that information through WikiLeaks, and also that they tried to, we have evidence now, especially in Illinois, that they hacked in to the voting systems here in America to try to cause chaos.
And I still don't believe they colluded to affect the election.
Well, I would agree. I would agree with you. I still would agree with you. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think that anyone, Trump or in his family, would meet with the Russians and, you know, was involved in this. Now, so you know,
I would absolutely believe that they met with him to try to find dirt on Hillary. Why not? Of course.
Well, you should have disclosed that.
Yes.
Yes.
You should have disclosed
that.
Now, here's the key to this is timing. This is 3 weeks before WikiLeaks comes out. So did they know about WikiLeaks prior to WikiLeaks? Were the Russians trying to give Donald Trump information?
And there's no evidence of that yet.
Right. I know that. Mm-hmm. I want you to know, you think you know my opinion on this. I'm going to give you my opinion in a second. But I think people maybe on both sides are going to go, oh, I know where you're leading. No, you don't. Now, Sunday, he admitted it. He also, just a few weeks ago, amended his top security clearance application and added this meeting back in. One reason is you don't want to be caught concealing something on this document. This is like when, if you've ever gone to
get, well, then it's a crime.
Yeah,
if you've
ever gone to a firearm store and bought a gun, I love these questions. Are you here illegally? Are you a criminal on the loose? You're like, who says yes to this? But
really,
the deal
honest
is,
crooks. Really honest.
Right,
crooks.
Right. The deal is if you check that no and you lie,
you're in bigger trouble.
Now you're in real serious trouble. Mm-hmm. That's why those questions are there. That's kind of like this. This becomes a felony to leave something off of that.
Yeah, and it could actually lead to treason charges.
And again, it goes to intent, right? Not every time you leave something off do they
serious.
Are you facing treason charges?
But this but serious. if you were a submariner and you didn't have anything to do with anything and you had no political connections, you'd get the death penalty. But if you're connected at all with anybody with power, don't worry about it. Ah, that happens all the time.
I mean, it is possible.
You had classified documents in your underwear?
Don't worry about it.
But it is possible and common to leave off a meeting from your life with someone. So these things do happen. The issue here is, of course, this has been under intense investigation for 6 months. Yep. And when that's the question constantly, it's hard to understand how you could be leaving these things off.
Well, Manafort disclosed the meeting and Donald Trump Jr.'s role in organizing the meeting to congressional investigators who wanted to know about his foreign contacts. So Manafort remembered it. The Russian lawyer has ties to influential people in the Russian government. She is an advocate for the Kremlin and its issues. So those are the facts that we know. Now, let me give you what possibly could be happening, and then the perspective on what I think is who the real winner here is. First, let me go back to history. This, I believe, could have happened before. Not the same circumstances, but the same game plan. What do you have here? You have somebody who, if they just would have admitted it early, it would go away and it wouldn't be a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
This wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they would have put that on the form in the first place. If you would have said, I met with them, thought it was about dirt on Hillary, and it turned out to be a adoption.
And then the media would have made something out of it, but we've already heard this for
long gone by now.
Okay, so long gone.
So why deny it and then admit it later?
Correct. Can anyone remember anything in recent history that kind of feels like that? Like, why not just say it? Why not just produce it? Why not just come out and get in front of it and make this all go away? Why let something like a birth certificate drag on for 7 years? Just produce the
damn birth certificate. It's a good distraction that you actually like.
Yeah. Why is it a distraction that you like?
Because it's taking the attention away from something else.
Where you don't want deeper than that.
Well, you also know the answer, which is you actually do have the birth certificate.
And
you can release it whenever you feel like it.
And what happens in this time? What is happening in this time?
The other side goes crazy.
And they
discredit themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you have this. You don't produce it. And because it makes your supporters dig their heels in even deeper, and the other side begins to look crazy, conspiratorial.
You just let them dig their own grave.
And you let them dig their own grave.
I mean, the Obama administration did that beautifully.
Beautifully.
With the beautifully.
And you know, in the end, you actually have the answer.
You do. Yes. So I don't know if they have the answer. But there is, you said, you know, there are two options. Well, there's actually a third option here, that this is a very well-crafted.
Maybe they like it.
Yeah. Something that the Trump administration likes. Mm-hmm. Why keep punching the media? Because it helps you with your base. Why hold this back? Because it helps you with your base. Possibly.
It's possible.
The other thing is that bothers me is that we're not talking about who the big winner is. And that's because the media hasn't done their homework to really understand or explain this to the American people. Russia, we have evidence that in Illinois specifically, Russia was not playing for Hillary or for Trump. They are only trying to cause chaos and a disruption in the voting system. What they were trying to do was delete voters from the rolls. So all over Illinois, people would go to the poll and they would say, you're not registered here. What are you talking about? Of course I'm registered here. That's where I always vote. I'm sorry, you're not on the records. They wanted to do that with 15 million people. There would have been Trump voters. There would have been Hillary voters.
Yep, that would have been huge.
What it would have done is made people suspect that either Hillary screwed up the voting thing, or Trump people were screwing with the voting thing, it would have caused massive chaos. That's all that Russia wants is chaos. How do I know it? They've said it. They have said their plan to create chaos and to create distrust and disharmony with the American people. So who's winning here? This lawyer may not have had anything at all and may have said, Boris and I have some things to tell you. Come see Natasha, and we will tell you all kinds of dirty little secrets. Okay, I want to hear that, Natasha. Tell Boris to bring his wart and let's talk. They sit down. What do you say? I just want to talk to you about adoption. That's all I want to talk about. Then it comes out. He's hidden it. It comes out that, yes, indeed, there was a meeting. What does it do? It causes chaos. It causes causes half the country to not believe the press and half the country to not believe the president. There's no truth here. There's no finding truth. Russia knows that. This is a propaganda campaign to disrupt us and to cause us to split apart even more. This is a brilliant campaign by the Russians. But we don't have anybody on the left or the right actually declaring that the Russians are our enemy. They're walking away with us killing each other when the problem is Russia. The way to fix this is to focus on the external, not the internal. Our sponsor this half hour is Delta Defense. Delta Defense, there are over 300 million civilians that own guns, or at least 300 million guns owned by civilians. 300 million. You're never going to round those up. You're never going to get 300 million guns off the streets. America is filled with people who understand that responsible gun ownership is a smart choice. And that's why the USCCA is here. They provide education, training, and legal and financial backup plans to responsible gun owners. Listen to that. Legal and financial backup plans. What does that mean? They provide insurance with attorneys and the money, because if you, God forbid, ever have to pull your trigger in self-defense, it's going to screw your life up for at least 3 years. Do you have the money? Do you have the lawyers? Do you have the wherewithal? They're going to make sure that your life, because you tried to save your life, that your life isn't destroyed in the end by a bunch of crooks in a courtroom. Membership prepares you for the moments before, during, and after self-defense shooting. Chances are you're going to file a homeowner's claim, which is 1 in 900 odds that you're going to need a self-defense insurance. I want you to get this private insurance so you can have the people standing behind you. Your home insurance, 1 in 900 that you're going to need it. Self-defense insurance, 1 in 1,700. That's pretty amazing. I've filed claims on my home insurance. To learn about the USCCA, find out how you can get protected, just visit protectanddefend.com. You'll hear true member stories and hear about how the USCCA helped other responsible gun owners just like you get back to their families after a self-defense incident. It's protectanddefend.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is really amazing. The things that are happening right now. We had Juno is a spacecraft from NASA that was sent out to study Jupiter. One orbit around Jupiter, this is how big Jupiter is. One orbit takes 53 days to complete. The spacecraft is supposed to maneuver itself into a shorter 2-week orbit, but it had a problem with the engines. So It is making its pass tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's going into its closest approach, 2,200 miles above the planet's surface. Then 11 and a half minutes later, it's going to move over the Great Red Spot, passing within 5,600 miles of the storm's surface. This storm has been going on forever.
Yeah, long time. And it's larger than Earth. The storm is bigger than our whole planet. It's pretty amazing.
What? I mean, if you had a house, if you had a house there
on Jupiter,
you'd never sell it. Yeah, it's like, I'm not living there. There's that storm still going on.
You'd be stuck with it for a while.
Call me when that storm is over.
I would say the rental rates there are really low, though. You could probably get great value.
Probably. But again, it's a giant storm bigger than Earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're staying indoors the whole time.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Hello, America. There's some really amazing things. We have climate change. What are the real facts on climate change? A stunning peer-reviewed report coming out. Also, the opioid crisis. If we have time, another stunning fact on how things have really changed here in America. And I want to start with an article I found on Vox that they went up and they talked to people in Michigan. And they said, what do you think about this Trump-Russia story? Fascinating to hear the people in Michigan. Small little town, about 6,500 people. You know, it's dairy farmers and just regular people. What do they say? We begin there right now.
Entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So Vox went up to the hinterlands of Michigan, small little dairy community, and they talked to people of all walks of life. One of the first ones they mention is Rich Marshbanks. He's a veteran. He's owned a barbershop cutting people's hair for 32 years. He said, what do I think about the Trump or Rush issues? Russia-Trump issues? I think it's never been proven that he had anything to do with Russia whatsoever. But the liberal left will not leave it alone. They're trying to destroy him. The media, the fake news, anything they can come up with, they're trying to destroy him. They're looking for anything they can to discredit him and boot him out. And I think that's a shame. I'm also a veteran, so I'm concerned about how he wants to straighten out the VA. That's very important to me. The military. We need strong military. We can't be number one if we don't have the biggest stick. We have to build up our military, which Obama desecrated. Okay. This guy brings up a really good point that nobody's talking about. I think we should point out today, congratulations, Donald Trump. 500 people have been fired from the VA. They have gone in and done an investigation. 526 employees have been terminated. Another 27 have been demoted. And 194 were suspended for at least 2 weeks. Secretary of Veterans Affairs released a statement over the weekend saying, veterans and taxpayers have a right to know what we're doing to hold our employees accountable and make our personal actions transparent. Posting this information online for all to see and updating it weekly. We will do just that. That's fantastic. Thank you to the administration for actually following through and looking at the VA. Another woman, she's a dairy farmer, mom of six. She said, it's just the left trying to dog the president because he's an outsider. They don't want him in there. So they're going to try to come up with anything to impeach him. just like Ann Arbor at University of Michigan. They were having a march calling for the impeachment of him. And I'm like, okay, what did he do? He tweets on Twitter too much? I mean, I get that. I don't like the stuff he puts on Twitter, but that's not a cause for impeachment. It's because he speaks his mind. He's 70. Come on. People will say and do anything as they get older. They don't have a filter. I just don't. I think they're going to just keep trying to dog him until maybe they try to dig something up or cause him to do something. They're just going to keep at it, I think, for the whole 4 years. But if he can stay the course and not get himself into too much trouble, I think everything's going to be fine. Josh Brown, an advertising guy, said, regardless of what's going on there, we have bigger fish to fry. I think that the media for the past 20 years has been constantly talking about the wrong things. I want to know more about legislation that's trying to be passed and things like that. I'm sick of hearing the drama of the politicians that has nothing to do with the people of our country. Let me ask you this. Wouldn't it be better, seeing that we don't have anything to say about this? There is no new news. This weekend was the first new news I have heard on the Russia thing in months. Do you agree with that?
A few weeks, though. Yeah, it just feels like months.
Yeah. But it's been a long time. Instead of pounding this all the time, wouldn't it be better for somebody like the Washington Post did during Watergate? Shut your fat mouth until you have something? And then just investigate it? And then when you have something, then show what you've put together?
I mean, I certainly guarantee, I agree with that in a general philosophy. I mean, that does appear to be what they did here, right? I mean, they
the New York Times did on this.
On this particular story.
Yeah,
on
this particular story.
Approach.
Yes.
Because he's obviously already confirmed the details
yes.
of the report. So, and look, I think it's more successful, right? I think the average person who, obviously there's people who are essentially part of the administration and there's part of, a bunch of people on the left that are in the resist movement, basically telling you in advance everything he does they're not going to like. But for people who are out of those two groups and are looking at this honestly, like you look at this and you say, okay, well, he's confirming it. They reported something. Donald Trump Jr. has confirmed what they've reported. So we at least know that that part is true.
The problem is that news is the cheapest kind of entertainment television to do this in reality shows. There's no real script writers or, that can't churn stuff out because it's the news. And then you put people on who want to be on the news because they're trying to keep their image out there and try to speak to their folks. So it's so cheap to make daily television. It's the cheapest form of daily television to make. And you could make a lot of money if you can just keep the ratings up. So what happens is they give you a piece of news and then for 3 hours on my show, 3 hours on Rush, 3 hours on Mark, 3 hours here, 3 hours there, 24 hours on all of the news channels. We're all just taking this one story and dissecting it now for a week. And so that's where the fake news comes in, I think, in some cases. Because if I say something, it's my opinion on it. That's why I tried to really separate my opinion from the facts today. Look, this is all we know. Everything else I say is speculation. I think it could be this. I think it could be that. The Russians are the big winners. Maybe Donald Trump is playing this to rope the media around because it's good for his base. The media thinks it's going to be good for their base. It probably is for their base, but it's not good for the country. Well, that's all my opinion. And what more do you need to hear? Really, honestly. Now it all becomes inside baseball and it's all conjecture. She said, the dairy farmer, this is another guy. This is the, this one is going to Hillsdale College. Listen to this. I think any accusations of this caliber against the president have to be taken seriously. But I don't know. From everything I've been reading and hearing, I don't know how much weight any of the accusations really hold. There's not a lot of hard evidence to get Trump impeached, like people are saying. So I think it's blown out of proportion. I think some of the news stations are honestly doing it just for ratings. I get my news usually from Fox, but I look at CNN and other news sites just to see both sides of it. I don't want to base any of my claims or thoughts off of one side. CNN is definitely like Trump needs to go. Trump needs to get impeached. Trump supporters suck. And Fox is more, where's the evidence? Why is he even getting accused of this when there's no real evidence to back it up? I think something definitely went on, though. Whether it was with Trump or people saying it happened when Obama was still in office, there definitely some sort of interference that Russians had to do with something. We have to figure this out. Nancy, longtime resident, she said, I'm sick of hearing about Russia. Let's get on and let it go and let's get moving on. The media is the one that's propagating it. They just won't let it die. They just keep bringing it up again and again and again. There are things that are much more important right now, and I'm over and done with this. Candy Schultz said, I just don't know what's going on. I don't have time to follow it. Her name is Candy. I don't have time to follow it. I don't even have cable news or TV service. From the things that I do know, I was glad to see Trump get in office because I think Clinton would have been like madness continuing. I think that Trump was doing things that a lot of people didn't have the nerve to do, so to speak. But I don't know what's going on with him and Russia or anything like that. I really don't, because I don't stay current on anything other than my own issues. I never voted before, even.
That's a responsible citizen.
I know. I didn't even vote for Trump, but I support him. I just think there's a certain amount of people who do vote. I live in this world and take care of myself and my kids. I work. I'm not destitute, and I'm not living off the map. I have credit and things like that. But that's all in my little world. Anything above and beyond, oh, my gosh, I've got enough to deal with. Quote, I put my faith in God. God will pick what's right, and I think he did. Yeah, God's not registered to vote. I don't know if you know that, but
man. And we can all agree there are a certain amount of people who vote. That is confirmed. Science has confirmed that there is a certain amount of people who vote. This is interesting because it goes to I saw that Get Me Roger Stone documentary.
Yes, I did too.
You did too.
Oof.
It's an interesting one, I will say. And you know, they obviously Roger Stone, a very close advisor for Trump for a zillion years.
More known for the dirty trickster of Nixon. I mean, he is the dirty trickster.
Right. However, it was interesting watching this because he's interviewed in it. So he's telling you what he thinks about these things. One of the things he mentioned was something that we heard as the campaign started with Trump. People were talking about how Trump had no chance. And one of the arguments was, well, they've seen him on The Apprentice for a million years. Mm-hmm. And he looks very competent and he's well lit. And he looks like he makes the right decision every single time.
I always want a president who's well lit. Don't you?
Yes.
I
mean, that's, how do you mean lit?
That's my number one.
How do you mean lit? Yeah, right, Jeffy?
Again, to use I think it was Roger Stone's word, was the unsophisticates. The unsophisticates in our society do not differentiate between politics and entertainment. That was his quote. Wow. And I thought, what an interesting perspective that is, because most people, the candies of the world, right, look at this and say, this is just another thing. The Red Sox play the Yankees tonight. Tomorrow night, we got a Trump-Clinton election. And they just see it as, oh, and by the way, The Bachelor, is it going to pick the crazy blonde or the not as hot but kind of sensible brunette? And so they all look at this the same way.
Go for the crazy blonde.
You got to go crazy blonde, especially if you're in a reality show, because then they'll always call you back for another, you know, all-star episode if you don't marry the person. It's obviously key here. You don't marry the first one. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, people look at these things with the same passion and the same importance. It's not the most important thing in their life. It's something they kind of have a team on, but it's not that big of a deal. And when you try to dissect these things with actual rational points, as Stone argues throughout the documentary, this is not about policy. It's not about any of the things that we talk about for the majority of people.
So I read an interesting book over the weekend called Authenticity.
So is this number nine?
Number eight.
Still with.
And I want to share that with you because it goes to this, and it goes to what in the hell is happening in our society? How did we get here with fake news? I can tie fake news directly to Big Brother and Survivor. It's a fascinating look at what's happened to us over the last 20 years and how we got to this position. It is really, it's a pretty strong case that we are searching for something authentic and we don't know of anything that actually is authentic. We'll give that to you here in a second. Also, a new climate study that is out that is, oh, so satisfying. We'll give that to you here in just a second. Our sponsor this half hour is Goldline. So we are testing the THAAD missile defense as North Korea starts to get a little more hot and heavy. Earlier this month, Russia and China, in a joint statement, called on the U.S. to immediately halt deployment of the THAAD in South Korea. Why would they do that? The statement said Washington was using North Korea as a pretext to expand its military infrastructure in Asia and risked upsetting the strategic balance of power in the region. So now we're going to test this. We're testing it in North Korea, and we also are testing it in Alaska, just to make sure that we can shoot a ballistic missile out of the sky. How is Russia, how is China going to respond to this when we test it in North Korea? God only knows. But boy, everything is up in the air. And the best thing you can do for an investment right now, I think, imagine if I said to you, hey, if you invest in this stock, they are going to make sure that you don't lose any money. And this isn't like regular stock. This stock can't ever go to zero. It's never like, oh, they went out of business. So invest right now, because in a year from now, you're guaranteed to have at least the same amount of money that you put in, because they're going to make it up with extra cash. Imagine saying that. You would, of course, you would buy that stock.
Yes.
You'd go into your 401k and you'd transfer all of your 401k to that. That is the deal that Goldline is making right now. They have a system for as little as $2,500. You'll get 3 months of price protection, all the way up to a year's worth of protection for an investment of $25,000. You put $25,000 into gold with Goldline. If the price of gold is down a year from now, they will make it up in gold. So it's not like making it up in extra stock even.
Wow.
Because stock is paper. This is actual currency. This never goes to zero. Goldline. Call them right now. Make sure you read their important risk information. The world is a scary, treacherous place. God only knows where your 401k is a year from now. Where will gold be a year from now? Don't need to worry. You won't lose any money if you get the price guarantee. Call them right now. 866-GOLDLINE. 1-866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com.
Glenn Beck. Want to see Glenn live? If you're coming to Texas, you can. Yeah! Join us at Mercury Studios in Dallas for a taping of Glenn's television show. To reserve your seat, email tickets at glennbeck.com with your information. That's tickets at glennbeck.com. Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK.
I'm gonna point something out that I read in this book, Authenticity, this weekend, that it will blow your mind how we're on the search for something authentic, something real, fake news. Wait until you hear some perspective on why we're feeling this way. You will understand why apartment buildings are going for so much if they have exposed brick and a concrete wall. That's the new style. Just a concrete wall. And as
a concrete wall?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was big.
I didn't know that was a new thing.
Big money.
Huh.
And you'll understand it when I share this with you. Also, some news on Ann Coulter and global warming. Let's go for the global warming update.
This is so fantastic. It's a peer-reviewed. And I love how they emphasize this is a peer-reviewed study, because that's what you always hear from the global warmists. It says almost all of the supposed warming is coming from scientists adjusting the temperatures. And we've talked about before how they go back and they adjust temperatures. Now, why are you adjusting temperatures from the 1940s?
Right.
How do you know today in 2017 what the temperature was on July 10th in 1943. You don't. Mm-hmm. You don't. They probably knew then, but you don't know now.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know now.
And this is one of the things that, because people have, I've never seen it compiled like this before. There have been, you know, skeptics have pointed this idea out before, that what they do is not necessarily adjust the current temperatures higher to get more warming.
Although they have done some of this, according to this study, they have done that too.
One of the things is they go back and they make the old temperatures colder.
Right.
So it looks like it's warmed more from back then to today. Now they show,
of course, the 30s and 40s were hot. They were really warm periods, warm decades. Mm-hmm. And so now we're making them cooler. They're not as hot as they once were.
And the important thing here is the rate of the warming, because the rate of the warming is something that they can, you know, it's not even how much it's warmed. It's how, what is the rate? So what, how much per decade? So they can extrapolate that to make global warming look intensely horrible if the rate is fast. If the rate is slow, it's not as big of a deal. And when you, when they're talking about hundreds and in some cases thousands of years, it makes a big difference. But you look at the difference between the 1980 chart of temperatures and the 2015 chart of temperatures. They reproduce every single chart on all against each other. And you're talking, you know, almost all the warming is because of this.
Because of the adjustments.
Holy cow.
And they said it almost is, it's almost never adjusted up in the 40s or down in the current temperatures that they're adjusting.
And they
it's
show the charts.
The other way around. It's really amazing.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
Did our claims of fake news actually begin to be kindled in 1991? In 1991, the Phil Donahue Show was replaced, do you know by whom?
Springer?
Springer.
Yeah.
1991, Jerry Springer replaced the Phil Donahue Show. A few months later, a new format, a new show went on the air on MTV, and it was The Real World.
Oh, yeah.
And reality television was born. Out of The Real World came Big Brother, came Survivor, and all of the reality television shows that followed. And then the most successful television show in reality TV was American Idol. So now we're in the mid-90s. And we have American Idol. American Idol was a reality show, but again, tightly edited and everything else. And even that...
I don't think that started in the 90s, though, right?
Yeah, it did.
It was like 2000,
maybe late 90s, but
five.
It was...
Was it? Was it that late?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, we it was, talk, wasn't it? Yeah,
we were
it
talking about it in the early 2000s.
Yeah, because Carrie Underwood, I think, was the first winner.
You're right. So anyway,
no,
so...
Kelly Clarkson second, was first.
Kelly Clarkson, yeah.
So...
Carrie Underwood was later.
So... All right, we got the Carrie Underwood and the Kelly.
Underwood world, and I'm
so
happy.
American Idol became even so packaged that when somebody came through that was real, they became a star.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're all supposed to be real, but when somebody really real pops in, let me just say this name: William Hung. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Remember what did he do?
It was terrible
it was
audition.
Terrible.
Yeah, and she bangs. Wasn't that what it was?
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so William Hung was actually real. So we are beginning to feel the, I want something more real. I want real. PBS even gets into this with Colonial House, real life, real tough. History made them famous, but Ken Burns makes them real. All of the programs that came on, The Iron Chef, Blind Date, Punk'd, Trading Spaces, everything that is reality television, real people, real stories.
Except they really weren't. Were they?
Except they weren't.
And now, many of them were scripted.
I want to give you, I want to read something to you. Just a day in the life. And there's only a couple of things in here that I think are a stretch. Alarm goes off at 8:15 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and Eddie hits his snooze button on the John Deere tractor alarm with authentic John Deere tractor and barnyard sounds. Nice. When the animal bay in at 8:25, he switches on the radio. The station glides into Joe McBride's Keeping It Real. Wife Brenda beats Eddie to the shower, their large, recently remodeled faux marble bathroom. She washes her hair with Aussie Real Volume shampoo.
Brenda and Eddie are back together?
And treats it with Real Volume conditioner, having it colored a week ago with L'Oreal Preference Number 9 Natural Blonde because, well, she's worth it. After relinquishing the shower to Eddie and his Get Real Natural Lavender Shampoo, Brenda blow-dries her hair and adds some Aussie Real Volume setting whip. Then she slides on her cotton T-shirt from Real Clothes over her Hanes Authentic Tagless T-shirt and dons a pair of Ralph Lauren jeans, the authentic denim outfitter. Done showering, Eddie quickly towel-dries his hair, combs some of his Just For Men hair color, natural, real black, into his increasingly salt and peppered beard, and puts on his faded glory shirt, authentic style. Downstairs, Brenda cooks up some scrambled egg beaters, 99% real egg whites with real bacon bits. Real Hormel, real Hormel bacon adds real taste.
Bacon bits are from nature. They just come out in bit form.
While Eddie pours a bowl of his post-blueberry morning cereal with real wild blueberries, they drink Simply Orange Grove made orange juice made with bits of real orange. They turn on the TV and watch CNN headline news, real fast. While Gloria Jean's, while the Gloria Jean's coffee, authentic Mocha Java, brews, they agree that after the kids are up, they're going to head to the, she'll head to the grocery store while he runs some errands and they get started for some early Christmas shopping. At Giant Eagle, Brenda first visits the wine department and she picks up a bottle of wine and a 12-pack of Coors. Real Rocky Mountain beer and some Bud Light, fresh, smooth, real. Then she holds up, then she loads up on the fruity cereal, General Mills Berry Bust Cheerios with real sliced strawberries, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, also with real strawberries, Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Post Honey Bunches of Oats with real bananas. And because the kids love it, gosh darn it, Cocoa Puffs milk and cereal bars. The nutrition of a bowl of cereal with real milk. Jeez. Meanwhile, Eddie makes his first stop at Office Max just to refill the Hewlett-Packard Black Ink Cartridge, HP Real Life Imaging System, for the home office. Brenda strolls the aisles filling her cart, Betty Crocker au gratin potatoes with 100% real Idaho potatoes, stovetop stuffing mix with real chicken broth, Pepperidge Farm Goldfish crackers baked with real cheese, Brits Bits sandwiches made with real peanut butter, Oscar Mayer Brundeswager, whatever, authentic Prego hearty meat sauce, authentic Italian sauce, and some sweet Italian sausage, real Italian taste. Oh yeah, and a bottle of Ditka's real pork chop sauce, da sauce. Next stop for Eddie is PetSmart. He grabs some Pounce cat treats with real seafood and catsip, real milk, as well as some Alpo with real liver and sausages with real Italian aroma. And why not a rubber Ruffs? Real and rugged, the dog toy says. Kraftfoods.com, real help in real time. Enjoy some considerable share of the cart today. Kraft mayo and hot and spicy, made with real mayonnaise. Kraft easy cheese spreads, made with real Kraft cheese.
The mayonnaise directly from nature.
Right. And Kraft Velveeta shells and cheese, real Velveeta cheese sauce. Yum. Quick jaunt to Joanne's Fabrics and Crafts is next for Eddie. He picks up that modern optician's instant antiquing set. Create authentic rust finishes in just minutes for Brenda. He wonders, what for? Meanwhile, Brenda chooses some Quaker Toastables made with real fruit. He goes on. The grocery store goes on for a long, long time.
I was going to say, I think we know what words test well. Real and authentic.
Okay, so what this is, and he goes into all the when he's buying the toys, this goes on for page after page after page after page after page. And
the book is the what?
Authenticity. Mm. And it is our search for authenticity. And it talks about how nothing is authentic. There's real fake, real, real, and fake fakes.
It's an authentic replica.
Yeah, exactly. Made of heavy metal plastic. Mm-hmm. And how we are, how we have dismantled our society to where nothing is real, to where Disney is authentic. Wait a minute. Disney is authentic.
It wasn't supposed to be, even. Really, that wasn't
no,
the design. It was
a fantasy.
Mm-hmm. And when you add to this the fake conversations we have with each other, where you can be sitting across the table from somebody and you're texting one another on a phone.
Yes.
You're not even having an actual conversation.
Correct.
I mean, my kids never call their friends. Never call them and say, you know, it's always like, hey, would you ask so-and-so if they can pick you up instead of you picking them up? Yeah, okay. I call them right now? No, I texted them already. Why don't you pick up the phone and call them for that immediate response? They won't. They just won't do it. They don't do it.
Right.
For whatever reason, they can't handle an actual conversation.
Or it's just easier for them.
Or it's just easier for them.
Yeah, text does do something nicely.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get locked into a conversation with anybody.
Yeah.
But the point of this is I'm looking for what's wrong with us, okay? And I've been looking for our way out. And so that's why I'm kind of studying authenticity now. Because I'm thinking the fake news. Okay, so what is it that people really want? And people say they want one thing, but they actually don't. They don't actually want that. They're looking for something authentic, and that goes beyond the news. This is happening because we have deconstructed everything. This really kind of goes to a book that I'm writing and maybe will come out next year or this fall on the deconstruction of Western civilization. There was something that happened in the late 1950s that I don't think anybody knows about, and it's all on the record. You just have to be a really evil socialist progressive to know about it. And I don't think 99% of the progressives don't know about this. And it was all, how do we deconstruct the West? And we're doing it right now. And we're all helping. Mm-hmm. And when you know, it's interesting. I know the people who started those reality shows. I know the people. And two of the people that started them, they're both doing their own thing. For instance, Mark Burnett, he's doing all of the Jesus stuff. He's trying to dump goodwill into society. The other guy, I'm trying to remember what he's doing. Just talked to him a couple weeks ago. He's doing something else, trying to dump the goodwill in. Both of them will say, I did some damage. They both recognize that Survivor probably wasn't a good idea.
I don't know that he would say that. But I mean, the intent of it is different than the way society takes it.
Correct.
Right.
They didn't see what they were doing. Just like I didn't see what I was doing. You don't see it while you're doing. You think you're okay. Then you get behind it a bit and you're like, oh man, that's not what we intended.
Aren't we up to about the 193rd season of Survivor?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's still on.
It's still on.
It's still on.
Yeah.
It's still on.
They did Survivor Pocatello about 3 weeks ago.
How are you going to survive the potatoes?
I don't know. Is it weird that the book Authenticity proves this point by a fake story about a grocery store? Which we know is fake because Brenda and Eddie had it already by the summer of 75. From the highest to the lowest to the end of the show for the rest of their lives.
And what was that? Where did that take place? An authentic Italian restaurant.
That's right. But that's all I heard about Brenda and Eddie. I can't tell you more because I heard it already. Ready. But here we are waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye. That has to be intentional. No one pairs Brenda and Eddie together. Brenda and Eddie are only together in that song. There's no other Brenda and Eddies that have ever been together, ever.
What song are you talking about? This is one I don't know the reference.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Scenes from an Italian restaurant?
Billy Joel?
You do know it.
I know it, just not that well.
Yeah.
Not that well.
It's an all-time classic.
You like Billy Joel. That was a hit.
I do.
I'm glad I'm not standing up.
That was a hit.
That's an album track.
That's a
scenes
hit.
From a, no, it's not a hit. Look it up. Please tell me it's not a hit.
Well, it was. Everybody knows it. Except
everybody knows that. Classic, yeah.
You freak. How do you not know that? You are a freak.
That's, I mean, I heard the song. I just didn't know the song. Reference that well.
Oh, my gosh.
As soon as I heard Brenda and Eddie, that's the only thing I can think of.
All right. Could we tell one more story of being inauthentic and an amazing inauthentic story that I just can't believe somebody was this stupid to do? We'll give that to you here in just a second. First, let me tell you about American Financing. What makes American Financing different is the salary-based mortgage consultants. This means that they're not getting kickbacks from the bank. They're not getting the people who are trying to, you know, it drives me crazy. I hope the bank gives me the loan. They're not giving it to you. They're selling it to you. You're paying a lot of money for them to give you that money. They're not giving it to you. The competition to get your loan is steep, and so steep that what these banks do and what the money lenders do is they get the salespeople and they say, we're going to give you a percentage if you can sell this particular loan because it's better for the bank. So American Financing, they don't do that. The people who are on the phone actually work for you. So it's a more character-driven, in-house loan process where they're trying to do the right thing for you. American Financing, you're not going to meet other people like this. Reverse mortgages are a good way to increase monthly cash flow with no mortgage payment. They're now offering reverse mortgages. You can still retain the ownership of your home. Call for all of the details on that one and make sure that you know exactly what that means. Call their number, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or you can go online at AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, www.consumeraccess.org.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury.
Glenn Beck Program.
Really interesting stuff. We're running out of time. I'm going to give you a short version of the story from Ann Coulter and then get a long version because it's got some really amazing stuff about what was happening behind the scenes with Megyn Kelly with the Trump administration. But here's the Ann Coulter. This amazing.
Yeah, because you kind of get that idea. What happened with Ann Coulter? Like, she didn't seem like she was really on the Trump bandwagon for a while. Then all of a sudden was like hardcore on the Trump.
Yeah, wrote a book for him and everything.
And Trump We Trust. And now seemingly is off the bandwagon a little bit, pissed off about the immigration plan. Why aren't they building the wall? Why aren't they building the wall?
Well, and she had written that his immigration plan was the greatest thing since the Magna Carta.
Magna Carta. She said, if he, I don't care if he aborts babies inside the White House, if he passes his immigration plan. It was like, who is this person? Like, I mean, you know, whether you like Ann Coulter or not, it was a strange stance for
and
her.
And saying this is the greatest thing since the Magna Carta is pretty amazing.
So this is first time I've seen this reported. When Trump came under fire because his campaign hadn't produced a single policy paper, Bannon arranged for Nunberg, former advisor, and Ann Coulter, the conservative pundit, to quickly write a white paper on Trump's immigration policies.
It was her?
When it was released, she tweeted, it was the greatest political document since the Magna Carta, without disclosing she had written it.
Unbelievable.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.